Come on, Laura.
Oh, quite right, too. Do you know, it's one of those shocking days where live broadcasting continues as far as Southside Broadcasting is concerned. But, strange things have been happening. Still, welcome back, Rob Nichols, from your sojourn in...
Europe.
Yeah, I mean... Because, yes, it was.
I was in Europe.
You were, exactly. And impacted on a manner of marvellous things. You saw the 0-0 with, of course, England and Albania.
England, Slovakia.
Thank you. Thank you, Newcastle United.
Leicester United.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Ian. All right, we shall work our way through this, I've no doubt. So you saw the England nil.
I saw five games in all. I did see two Albanian games. I saw Albania, France, where France scored the two late goals, and was quite surprised to see how distraught the Albanian fans were. Because I thought it was still a very good performance. But then, of course, I was also at the game that they beat Romania 1-0. I also saw Northern Ireland win their game as well, which was... these are phenomenal results for the small countries. And now, of course, we're going to hear about... We're not going to hear about Albania, but we're going to be looking at how Iceland get on against England and Northern Ireland versus Wales. It's been an unbelievable tournament, actually.
I think one of the... not surprised, but innovative things that happened is that the smaller countries seem to really well learn how to defend.
Well, they haven't just defended either, have they?
No, indeed not. Well, there's been the same combination, really. They seem to have a couple of fast players and, you know, get the pitch sort of,
yeah.
But they defend brilliantly.
Oh, fantastically organised.
The finishing of the stronger teams has been appalling, I think.
Yeah. It's been
quite some great goals, actually.
Yes, and it's been quite interesting to see, because I go to quite a few Euros and World Cups, and it's been good to see that the stadia have been full of the fans of the two teams.
True,
there's not been too many neutrals, in past sort of championships. The neutral areas, sometimes it's false that people from the home countries wear shirts from the two sides, so you're not really sure, but I think there was at least 25,000 Albanians in the stadium when
really?
That was at that. Yeah, and they were absolutely brilliant people, so... They celebrated all week, I think, until they were knocked out, but it was just a great triumph for them. But, there was obviously massive contingents from Northern Ireland. England, there was 25,000 England fans easily at St. Etienne against Slovakia. But
yeah.
It's been a brilliant sort of party atmosphere so far. Well, yes, and I was going to say quite at odds with what I flew into Marseille after that aftermath, and I was fearing the worst from every angle. You think
that,
and for the last 6 months you thought that if you were sitting in a bar or a restaurant, would you be like fearful and looking around you all the time? But it wasn't like that. It was people were wandering around with the shirts of the home countries on, mixing and talking before matches and after matches, and it still is a really good atmosphere. And the so-called smaller nations have played a really big part in that, I think.
But as we're well aware, the real crucial part of the Fly Me to the Moon predictor challenge is finding out exactly where people are going in all sorts of ways.
That's right.
After the Hungary Portugal result, was that 3-3?
Yeah. Hell yeah, still filling your chart.
This is significant because it actually means that Jenny Finch has got 1 point. So great.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's fine.
Predict 3-0?
She predicted 3-0, she gets 1 point.
No,
she
predicted 0-0.
Oh,
so
see.
Actually, she got the right. In fact, technically, actually,
take the point off
I think we actually said 2 points for a right and 3 points for an actual spot on result.
Right.
So we actually put her up to 2 points, which is fine. She might be online now.
That must be her texting in just to correct you.
Yes. Demanding appearance.
Get the thing sorted through. Sweden and Belgium, what was that final result?
Are you filling in the odd chart now?
It's the last point here. It's a critical thing. Ian, what was the result for Sweden Belgium? I know you predicted a Belgium win.
You got it.
I think Sweden...
Belgium won 1-0.
Belgium won 1-0.
Well,
I was right then.
Which means that actually
that.
Ian has now got 9 English points and is officially the top leader. Having correctly, not correctly, he managed to get 2 points for saying Belgium would actually beat Italy. Italy would beat Belgium.
Right.
You can listen back to the whole thing and find out.
Breakfast, Leicester City, not Leicester United. Right?
We're in a whole new world, Ian, and some of us are still coping with the shock of Cameron stepping down.
West Ham and Aston Villa play in the same strip, they come from different parts
yes.
of the country.
Okay, well, Ian has secured 9 points with his results. A combination. I mean, Italy actually beat Belgium 2-0.
Yeah.
Ian's prediction was 2-1. And in addition to that,
I was surprised that Ian's going for that, and I was surprised that the way it turned out. But you were quite right, Ian.
So which game is that? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Belgium. You correctly predicted that Italy would beat Belgium.
But you said 2-1, and in fact it was 2-0.
You're close.
So you got 2 points for that.
I heard the first time. You
got another 2 points for Italy beating Sweden. You'd predicted 2-0. It was actually 1-0 to Sweden. And obviously 3 points for the Sweden-Belgium result, which was Belgium 1-0. So great stuff from that point of view. You said it was going to be Italy 2, Republic of Ireland 0. You got another 2 points for that because obviously it was Italy 1, Republic of Ireland 0. Thank the Lord. So to speak. Well, obviously, Roy Keane was about
thank Roy Keane.
Exactly, Roy Keane. And
I saw Roy Keane smiling, actually.
It just goes to show the sort of wondrousness that's there. Rob, you're in 8 points.
Eight points.
You see, being the gentleman that you are, had you not actually alerted us to the correctness of that, you would have actually been in the lead. But actually, that means that...
I'm going to scrutinise these results afterwards, I tell you.
And I'm currently on 5 points. So here we are with...
You were the England group, weren't you?
Yeah, it was a few sort of frustrations, but I was correct in terms of...
Did you get England-Wales right?
England won, Russia won. That got me my 3 points.
Oh.
The England-Wales result, I'd actually said 2-1 to England, so completely wrong on that point. I thought they were going to get two... No, I'd actually said 1-1.
No, I was going to say...
It was indeed 2-1. If you just like to rewind if you're listening to this on the podcast... And then you've got
bloopers
for the whole of who that lass on Radio 4 who's sort of Charlotte Green, she's got nothing on me, somewhere around that whole basis. And of course I'd said England were going to beat Slovakia 2-1, it was indeed 0-0.
Yeah.
And I'd said Wales, oh yes, the other 2 points came from me, Wales beat Russia 3-0, I'd said it was going to be 1-1.
Yeah.
So there you go, just goes to show. Right, Co, what's going to happen here? I've already scheduled the whole thing. We kind of follow our teams through, so we're still on individual points.
Oh, I see.
It does go up to 4 points for an absolutely spot-on result.
Right.
And 2 points for the correct result. Okay, second one of three. Rob, you're first up. It's Switzerland versus Poland for yourself.
Ooh. Yes, I think...
You can't do draws on these for the knockout, is it? Just after 90 minutes?
Oh, after 90 minutes. Oh, we're going for the 90-minute results, because otherwise it gets very confusing.
Yeah. This is a whole new ball game, isn't it?
You could say it's going to be a draw. You'd say it'd be 90 minutes.
Yeah, I can see that. No, I'm actually... I think Poland will be super. I think Poland will win 2-1.
Okay, make sure that's written down. There are, of course, some of these that we will have joint predictions on. For instance, the next one that's actually up, it's Rob and myself
who
have this particular time.
Of course, yes.
Wales versus Northern Ireland.
Is it?
I'm going to say Wales 2, Northern Ireland 1.
I can't say that now, really.
Well,
I mean, I can. Yeah, I was.
Because the points from the first round carry through. So you could play tactically here, or I could play tactically.
That was the thought in my mind as well. But I think it will be close because having seen Northern Ireland, their fighting spirit, and they're so deservedly qualified.
Some of them still want to stay in Europe, but it's too late. And others say they don't.
Okay, I'll go for 1-0 to Wales.
Okay.
So we both think that Wales are going to triumph there.
Wales will actually progress to the quarterfinals, of course.
Ian,
you are up next, and of course you're up with Rob as well. It's another joint package here, because it's France versus the Republic of Ireland. Rob, what do you want to go for as far as that's concerned? Or actually, should we let Ian go first?
Yeah.
Ian, France versus the Republic of Ireland.
I fear France are going to win it. I'll say...
1-0. Okay, so Ian goes 1-0.
Both the sort of kings of late goals, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think more late goals scored in the last 10 minutes of the tournament than any other one, really. I think of the 70-odd that have been scored, it's been
Been very few in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for 2-1 to France. I also think France will win, but I'd be happy to be proved wrong, really.
The spirit of the whole thing from that. Ian, we have a joint one with Jenny for yourself. Jenny will be hearing from in a few moments, but your joint one, the next joint one, is indeed Hungary versus Belgium.
Right. I think Belgium are going to get stronger as it goes on. And I think it'll be 3-1.
To Belgium.
I think Belgium potentially the best team, but the best players, but not the best team. But, they're bound to, they have gone a little bit better, I think. And,
yeah.
I think there's a couple of them, you know, with nothing. It's just, they've got a massive, fantastic.
And they've got Fellaini. Well,
on the bench.
Exactly, yes. Kevin De Bruyne up
clearly. He's got blonde hair now, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, that was just extraordinary. I put that down to why clearly the Remain people lost the vote. You know, they look at that and say, it's just a one-hour.
I thought it might look like Carlos Valderrama, but it didn't quite go that blonde, did it?
And there was a time, actually, there were several. There were several Belgians that didn't quite.
Beethoven, I thought.
They didn't quite do what Romania actually did.
No.
Where a few years ago they all went blonde.
Yeah, they did, yeah. Yeah.
There were just about two or three, so he doesn't have a great deal of support, obviously, in terms of going blonde. But talking about hairstyle.
Ramsey for Wales.
True.
He did the sort of Romanian look, didn't he? Yeah.
And Slaven Bilic, I didn't recognise him.
No!
Who's that bloke who's talking quite articulately about various other bits and pieces? You know, even Lothar Matthäus looks a little bit sort of interesting as he's developed. His hairstyle's still there, but he's
Lothar Matthäus looks a little bit like a school teacher, but
He does, yes.
Bilic looks like a hitman to me.
Exactly.
I mean, you just relieved when you see him smiling.
I felt in many ways.
But he's really articulate and clever, isn't he?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I listen to him.
Ian Wright, on the other hand, not so much, but never mind.
Nice glasses,
yes. Ian trying, obviously, for the academic routine there.
Putting weed on, though, isn't he?
And still trying to brown nose with Glenn Hoddle. You know, it's amazing.
He's not going to pick you now.
Exactly.
Well, he's not good to be picked now, do him.
He's still good. Ian, your next one up, and indeed final one for the round of 16 before we reassemble. We probably won't do the quarterfinals, so we all gather together just before the semi-finals. Or we'll do
if we're still in.
The recent political events, who knows, we might be shutting down the country. Ever fly me to the moon thing. I know, Ian, you believe they were all corrupt in any case, but never mind, let's just ease our way through that. Italy versus Spain.
No, I think Spain will win that. I think they've got too much talent. There's some Italian journalists saying it's the worst Italian squad I remember.
But
they have got an organisation and they've got some ruthless defenders.
They said that in 1982, they said that in 1990. It's the worst one ever.
Yeah. So where did that leave the team that they picked against the Republic of Ireland? Didn't make 8 changes?
Yeah.
So are they worse than the worst ever? Yes. Are they? Well, I know it's the same, it's the squad, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, Roy Hodgson still doesn't understand. I don't know whether he's going on.
I can't understand. I mean, everyone's blaming him because they've got a nil-nil draw. I mean, he's rested some of his better players, and the fact is, because they didn't score, they created about 10 chances to score. You can't blame them. I mean, if they had created no chances, you would think, well, the tactics are all wrong, but you can't put a tactical thing on not scoring goals.
I still think Andros Townsend would have made a difference.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes. I mean, really do, because I saw Townsend play the last 5 or 6 games of the season, and he was absolutely outstanding against really good teams. He slaughtered Tottenham.
Yeah. Whereas on the other hand,
he scores one goal every 3 games or thereabouts.
Jordan Henderson and Jack Wilshere, whether or not he's fit, etc. You know, I'm just not so sure. But never mind.
I don't. Jordan Henderson doesn't. I know he puts some good passes through.
Yeah, he's not an Eric Dier, though, is he?
He's
not an Eric Dier. And there is a man who knows how to take a free kick. Now that obviously Harry stopped taking them because he's not in the side.
Have you noticed Ronaldo taking all these free kicks?
Yeah.
And there was a big row about Benitez trying to tell him how to take free kicks, and he took umbrage at it. But the fact that he's taken about 100 free kicks and not scored once, you know.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's Ronaldo, so he does.
Well, he's loved to miss, is he? Right. Yeah. Okay. I mean, he's fine. Incredible good.
At least we can look forward to more Gareth Bale digs at the English.
And free kicks. He knows how to score a free kick.
Exactly.
He just stands up to the ball. And the keeper dives the wrong way.
Yes.
And so we have it. So what's
your... Well, he bounces off the wall's heads, doesn't he? That's quite...
Yeah.
You have said...
It's like a snooker player.
You believe Spain are going to beat Italy. What is your score prediction?
Me?
Yes.
Spain, 2-0.
Italy 0, Spain 2. Right, will tiki-taka continue on its own way? Phenomenal. Okay, well, that's effectively it for your contribution, Ian, for the moment. Obviously, we will gather again, and you'll be back with us for the Thursday morning Midweek Drive Morning Edition, which will be around about, I think, 20 to 9 or so next Thursday.
Right.
That's indeed so. So well done, Ian. And I see you've got Fulham to start off the season in the Championship, far as that's concerned. So it's nice not to have to look at the Championship fixtures, isn't it?
They didn't have a very good season last season, did they? And they're also going to lose their top McCormick, is it?
Ross McCormick, yes. The man who loved Middlesbrough so much.
Yeah. Draft him as well, actually, I'm not sure.
He's a strange character.
Is he?
Yes.
Yeah.
You've heard it from Rob.
He'll do well up here, then.
So, on an interesting point, I mean, presumably, Ian, all the French people from Newcastle will have to sort of just go now. They'll sort of just say they're no longer wanted, as far as that's concerned.
Well, the for sale signs are going in the French restaurants as we speak.
Yeah.
I'm also going to have coffee with a senior lawyer today, who I think will be wearing a black tie.
Well, you know, it's going to be an interesting time, is all I can say. And as Charles Dickens once said, best of times, worst of times. The good thing is, shameless plug here for the institution, we at Southside Broadcasting will continue to bring you the very best and entertain you via our podcasts, because that's the kind of people we are, whatever the weather. There we are.
Let's hope all our teams don't leave Europe.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I mean, personally, it'd be quite nice to actually, in an ironic sense, to actually see England go on and actually win it now. It'd be,
it'd be very popular, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're celebrating in every sense of the word. Ian, we salute you. Take care. We'll speak again soon.
Okay.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down. And one tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, that's the recipe.
Oh, if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
It's the Fly Me to the Moon Predictor Challenge special that we've put together, and already we've had the views of Ian Lennox from that perspective. Let's have a little look at Group F now, which of course our ace correspondent Jenny Finch was actually going for. Let's see, Jenny, we had your prediction: Austria 1, Hungary 1. Result: Austria 0, Hungary 2. Portugal 3, Iceland 0, you'd said. Result: Portugal 1, Iceland 1. Iceland versus Hungary, you'd actually gone for Iceland 0, Hungary 1. Result 1-1. Portugal versus Austria, you had predicted Portugal 0, Austria 1. Portugal 0, Austria 0. Oh, it's so frustrating here. Four games, Jenny still didn't get a point. It's unbelievable.
Ask me about the rugby.
And then, thankfully, Iceland versus Austria, you'd predicted Iceland 1, Austria 3. Result Iceland 2, Austria 1. This very morning, Jenny, in sorting things through, a result. You had predicted Hungary 0, Portugal 0. Result, Hungary 3, Portugal 3. 2 points for Jenny Finch! So you see, Jenny, you do get through as a lucky loser to the next random sequence. You know, we've got we have Ian with them, Ian Lennox with 9 points, Rob with 8 points, and myself with 5 points, and your good self at 2 points. So it's all to play for.
All to play for, yes. Exactly. Can all turn around at this stage.
And the fact that England are now beating Australia in the other sport with an Australian coach is by the by.
Oh yeah,
it's all good. But well done. Marvellous. A little bit of bright spark in other words. Otherwise, extraordinary day. We kept it as a politics-free zone, and we will continue to do so.
Have you?
Yeah, fair point, Rob. Actually, we haven't. What are you thinking, guys? What are you thinking? Sorry. We have moved on to obviously the round of 16, Jenny. So right. This is the moment where we actually, and we've had, we won't redo the other results because, as I said, you kind of follow your teams through with a couple of changes. But your first match to predict is indeed Croatia versus Portugal.
Ooh, now.
Yeah.
I would say Croatia 2-1.
When I went through those lists, of course, Jenny was just like a girl out either way. I mean, otherwise, had they gone the other routine, she would have been marvellous.
No, yeah.
Right, so that's that one sorted through from that perspective. Then we move over to your next selection. We have three of them, Jenny, you'll be pleased to know, in terms of following through the whole process. And the next one you actually share with Ian. Now, I can actually give you Ian's prediction if you wish, because this is at the end of 90 minutes, by the way, in case you're thinking, what about extra time? What about penalties? It's at the end of 90 minutes, a reminder of that. The next one that's up is Hungary versus Belgium.
Oh, I think 1-1. At the end of 90 minutes,
you've gone 1-1. Ian said Hungary 1, Belgium 3. So line field from that perspective. And your next one, will you share with myself, actually, Jenny? This is England versus Iceland.
England 2-1.
You've gone 2-1. I'm going to go the same. I'm going to say England 2-1. I think they will. I'm not hugely confident, but I suspect that it's one of those sides where they will just about get through.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be an 8-0 or a 6-1 or anything from that perspective.
No one's going to hammer Iceland. They're fantastic fighters.
Yeah, really, really good sort of. Are they in the European Union?
No.
Well, I suppose there's a something we can aspire to then, you know. So,
do you think our papers?
The next Iceland.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. We've already got the commercials, so you know that's the way for global domination.
I wonder if our. Do you think what line do you think our papers will take? Do you think they'll show like the Cod War imagery? that was the 70s, wasn't it?
With crushing inevitability, I would have.
Yes, we didn't know at the time that they were the same size as Leicester, as we've been told every single day. We're like picking on them, weren't we?
We were.
Yes, 330,000 from that point of view. Come and have a go if you think you're high.
Yeah.
And they were.
Yeah. We were sharing earlier the production, Jenny, obviously Rob's experiences in France. I don't think Ian actually managed to spot Rob on television. Neither did I, Rob. I was looking, you know, certainly at the Ireland game, because I knew you were there for the results against the Ukraine in Lyon, where they had the Ukraine 2-0.
I was very high up in the stands for that.
That explains. and of course, for the England-Slovakia game, that 0-0 epic that was around for that.
I'll tell you where I was. I was in the end, for the Croatia Czech Republic game, where I was in the same end where they were throwing the fireworks from.
Ouch.
I wasn't that close to them, fortunately, but I did see all the, we suddenly saw all the armed police file in, into the front of our stand, opposite one end of that stand, thinking, what's going on? I hadn't seen that armed police in the stadium at all. And then a few minutes later, all the fireworks were thrown. So whether they'd seen something on the screens, or whether they'd begin to tip off, I'd say that the sort of security was really poor. Considering everything that's been around, that's been hanging around the whole tournament before and then after the searches. I only went to one match after that. No, it's two, that's right, yeah. The last game, anyway, as a result of I went to another game where there was fireworks after the Croatia game, and it took a couple of games before they suddenly started to frisk you the same way they do at the Premier League. They're actually... In all those games, I had like a pair of glasses, and all I had to do was put the glasses case in my hand, and they didn't ask me to open my hand. And a glasses case could easily have had a firework in it. And so it wasn't, it was, at no stage was it at the same level as even we get in the Premier League.
I mean, not that I want to advocate a hyper-intense security
system. No, I mean, I don't. I mean, it's great for you great for us that you can get in, but...
But at the same time, you'd have to say,
I know, absolutely.
Never mind, that's okay. Rob and Jenny, we'd be remiss if, given that this is the Fly Me to the Moon Euro 2016 project,
geez, isn't it?
Exactly, there is obviously a connection there with the club.
Mm.
Well, alright, no, obviously I'll have a city sort of bias on that point of view. But you've just signed Espinosa.
Yes. And we know our fixtures now as well, don't we?
Exactly. This is the whole point. Away to Sunderland and the second game.
And yes, indeed. And home to Stoke City. There's the big kickoff at Riverside. Middle of August.
Followed by West Brom away.
Yeah.
So...
it's a gentle start, you would say. Well, apart from, obviously, Sunderland away is the North East Derby now, isn't it?
First two home games, Stoke and Crystal Palace.
Yes.
So
yes.
I won't ask for predictions, Jenny, but is it going to be a cliche, but there aren't going to be any easy fixtures, I would have thought.
No, and it's when the fixture list came out a couple of weeks ago, it was last week, wasn't it? Sorry. That's when the penny really drops, isn't it? We are in the Premier League. it's a different sort of, it's a completely different set of clubs and people, I think a lot of people are looking forward to going away, knowing that you're only going to pay a maximum of £30 as well. So that's, it would have been a big step up in price range as well from the Championship. But a lot of people are thinking they can go to, looking forward to like going to places like the Olympic Stadium, of course, or West Ham. We were talking about Slaven Bilic, but West Ham are playing at the Olympic Stadium now.
It's the 25th of April when you host Manchester City, by the way.
Is it really?
And indeed, looking at the last, because it's always interesting to look at the last thing, you're away to Chelsea, home to Southampton and away to Liverpool. So let's hope points have been put in the bag.
Yeah, it's a tough end.
Before that sort of star is there. It's pointless to actually turn around and say, well, in the Premiership, back in the Premiership, but out of the European Union, so I'm not going to say it. I don't know. We will continue to bring you the best, as we said. Jenny, thank you for your contributions for the prediction thing. I think that's worked splendidly. Book of the Month coming up very shortly. Just a reminder of what the Book of the Month actually is.
It's Philip Kerr's The One from the Other.
And it is actually extraordinarily good.
I mean, is it?
It's actually set in the immediate aftermath of the Second World War in Germany. So what better timing for our current political situation? Hopefully not, but no, a really cracking read. And actually, Jenny, I'm doing it. It's a first time because I actually have downloaded it and I've just read the whole thing via the device that's a computer that sort of comes from Amazon and Kindle and so on.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's cheaper that way as well, actually.
Yes, it is often. And the author normally gets more for a Kindle version,
Really?
Or an e-book than they do for a print version, yes.
Maybe, wow. Maybe you could actually try that, Rob. There's a couple of pounds or so. See how it goes. If you're not getting the library course, because it is an association with the library services. We'll be doing that in the next couple of weeks, all being well. We'll probably have another predictor challenge for the semi-finals, which we might sort of just have to do online in show four. We'll skip the quarter-finals, go to the semi-finals. A reminder, of course, that as far as these results are concerned, 4 points for an absolutely spot-on result, 2 points for a correct result. That's the way forward. Fly Me to the Moon predictor challenge wrapped up for the moment. Are you going back over to France, Rob?
I'm not, no.
Because there is that line, and apparently the airlines have put all their prices up and all the rest of bits and pieces, so it's very strange.
We have to stand in a different queue now.
Well,
the passports.
Look, there are, I mean, of course, people say, oh, it's all right, it doesn't happen till 2018. Well, you know, it'll come around pretty quickly, actually. That's how we actually do it. Anyway.
Yeah. Quicker than the queues.
Yeah, exactly. In the words of William Sitwell, well, actually, it's an acronym, and I won't, it's OMFG. That's his sort of
thing. Right.
And he actually voted to remain, as he said, after various office pieces. But as was pointed out, well, why didn't the Daily Telegraph say that then? Sorry. As you can tell, Jenny, it's just sleeping into a European sort of aspect here, so we won't talk about that again. Jenny, you'll be back with us shortly, will you not?
I will. I look forward to it.
And Rob, likewise.
Yes, indeed.
So, did we have Come On England as the best sort of line for that point? Remember?
Yes, we did.
Four wins, and we're champions of Europe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on, Borough, up the Borough.